Disputes about supplying prescription medicines to customers are not limited to the United States. An attempt to modernize the system in Germany has upset local pharmacists who say customer safety and service are at risk. Here's NPR's Emily Harris.
Ralf Danghaus is a German businessman with a plan. Get into the pharmacy business before price controls on medicine are relaxed next year, then sell cheap and make money on volume. One big problem, he's not a pharmacist.
In Germany, only a pharmacist is allowed to own a pharmacy.
He bought a pharmacy anyway, labeled it with his brand, Doc Morris, kept its former owner, a pharmacist, as manager, but got sued anyway. Danghaus wants to start a chain of pharmacies and change German law so companies with limited liability can own pharmacies. Michael Holzapfel is a trained pharmacist with his own small shop. He says Danghaus's plan would be completely unfair because individual pharmacists are held personally responsible for their businesses. I have to put up everything, he says. My private house, my car, my family possessions, my furniture, even my wife's jewelry. Danghaus dismisses German rules on pharmacies as from the Middle Ages. Indeed they are, says Manfred Zahr, the head of a state pharmacy association that's suing Danghaus. He says that's a good thing.
Im Mittelalter hat man festgestellt.
In the Middle Ages, people realized it's not good if a doctor also sells medicine because he might tell his patients they need expensive products. Then in Prussian times, the personal liability was stressed. This was an improvement, having someone personally responsible who had to prove they knew what they were doing.
The pharmacy Danghaus bought is now closed due to the lawsuit. Former owner Jutta Müller, who stayed on as manager, says pharmacists these days need business skills as well as their professional training.
In einer Firma wie Doc Morris kann das halt auch alles viel besser gegliedert werden.
What's good about Doc Morris, she says, is they have specialists who know about marketing and profits. German pharmacists know about what they sell, she says, but not necessarily the best way to sell it. Doc Morris already won one case in a European Union court that allowed Germans to buy medicine by mail. It's likely the question of pharmacy ownership in Germany will be settled by a European court as well. Emily Harris, NPR News, Saarbrücken.